Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, if you want to know how to run a newspaper or a news department at a television or radio station, you'll want to watch this show with Rachel Dahl. She's the president and publisher of the Fallon Post. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program Rachel Dahl. She is the president and publisher of the Fallon Post. It is a pleasure to have you here on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So the first question I have to ask you is, at a time when newspapers are collapsing all around the country, why in the world would you start a publication that's not only online, but also in print in the town of Fallon, Nevada?
Right. Yeah, if I had a dollar for every time I've been asked that in the past 3 years, I'd be doing a lot better. No, it's awesome. Mostly because people really want it. We started online in January of 2019, and the very first question everyone asked is, when are you going to start printing? And so we figured it out and did a test, and we did one a month starting in August of 19. Printed one a month until COVID hit, and then, of course, no advertisers at all. So we went back online. But the interesting thing about COVID was our readership tripled.
Really?
Yes. Our local readership just shot up. And so I think local news is so important, and that really hit home for me how important it is, especially if something happens. And so I kind of think that's what motivated my desire to print is, you know, not everyone is online, and in rural counties I think that might be more true. So we have a big readership that isn't online, isn't on social media, and they want print, and I do too. I mean, I want to sit and read my paper right in the morning. And so we figured out how to do it. It's not super economical, but so far it's working and people love it.
You know, it's interesting you bring up COVID as a driving force for the expansion of the paper. That's really what news has become in the last 20 or so years, is that when disaster strikes, you have to go to your local news media to get that information, whether it's television or whether it's radio or newspapers.
Yeah.
You need a central source. So I think that this gives great hope to the news industry that they're going to be around.
Yes, I agree. And I didn't know until I got started doing this how much support there is and what a movement local news is. There are people all over the country doing what I'm doing because they've, for whatever reason, you know, there's all the trust issues with big legacy media. And so this is just a growing industry. And there are organizations, there are three organizations that I know of that support local nonprofit news, not necessarily, but there's one organization specific for nonprofit local news. And it's just this huge movement that I didn't even know about, which thankfully we found these resources.
All right, so beyond COVID,
yeah.
What are the things that people are most interested in? Are the old Western values of, you know, who got hauled off by the sheriff's department for drinking too much, or who broke into the house down the street, or are there deeper issues or other fun issues that people want to know about?
So interesting. That is the funnest part of this, is figuring out what people want to read, what you feel is important that they know. You know, I sat on city council, so I have a view of what people should be knowing and participating in, but it's a hoot because I was not going to do arrests. I just was not going to do it. And then some people made some really good points about why that's important. And so we don't put those in print, we put them online, but yes, they drive readership. They totally do. And there were some cogent arguments for why we should do that. We do cover the courts. We have some of our girls do a really good job of covering courts, which has turned out to be a pretty important thing, but also driving readership. I think it's important that people in the community know what the local officials are doing, what the county commission and the city council and the school board are doing. School board by far drives the most traffic. I mean, I'm in Washoe County right now. Probably shouldn't say that, but it does, and it's very important that the people participate. And what we found, one of the biggest reasons I wanted to do the paper was this terrible drop off in participation in the community that we saw as our local paper became corporate, you know, and kind of was away from our community. The participation in the community goes away. If people don't know what's going on, they don't go, you know. I used to call it the little league syndrome. I'm so busy hauling my kids around, I'm not going to a city council meeting. But when people know what's going on, they will participate, and you have to have that in a community. And so we like to think that we are driving more people to participate, and we are seeing that happen. It's amazing.
Well, I think that, you know, over the years, and, you know, I apologize to my friends in broadcasting for revealing secrets, but when I started in radio 40 years ago, they would give you the newspaper and say, listen, about every half hour, 45 minutes, just read a story out of the paper.
Oh, wow.
We didn't credit that it was coming from the local paper,
yeah.
But we would read a blurb, and there was always the DJ that caught saying, and now turn to page 2,
oh, gosh.
Which gave away exactly where the story was coming from.
Right.
And the television stations would invariably follow what the local newspaper was covering, and in some cases, as in Reno, there were two papers, same thing in Las Vegas. And with the collapse of newspapers, it seemed that the television stations got lost and didn't know quite what to do, so they ended up covering more fire and police issues, because fire and police departments are very good at supplying information to news media,
yes.
Because that's very helpful when it comes to negotiations down the road of how valuable you are and, you know, whether you're going to get the support. But the basic needs of a community are to know what's going on at the city council, what's going on at the county commission,
yes.
What's going on in the courts, what's going on at the school board. And I was a member of Toastmasters many years ago, and they have a thing called table topics,
yes.
Where people get to indulge in commenting on things. If you talked about any number of issues, you'd get one or two people commenting. You talked about schools and everybody
right.
Had an opinion.
Seriously, yes.
So yeah. So it's I think that what you're doing is going back to what newspapers' role originally was, which is being a community function, letting people know what's going on, and then allowing them to participate now that they are aware.
Yeah, yes, I love it. That's exactly what we're doing, what we intended to do, what we were hoping would happen. We want to be old school and encourage people to participate in the process.
And you know what's crazy is that there are a lot of people, especially in the broadcasting world, but it seems to have bled over into the news, as you say, the corporate news world,
yeah.
Is that the people aren't interested in politics, that people aren't interested in business. You know, and I don't understand, if you don't cover business, how are you going to get people to sponsor your paper if you're not covering them? Right. I mean, hello.
But we actually have people. What I love about our paper is we really want it to be a community paper. And so everything we do is to encourage people to participate. So we have all these local people who agree to write a column for us every week. And we have, like, we just got a brand new columnist, our kid columnist, and this was her second week. She's 12, and she's knocking it out of the park, and everyone loves that we're letting this kid write for us. She's amazing. But if, like, we do business features, we always try to have at least one business feature, and people write to us if we miss a week where we didn't have a business feature, people will write to us and they'll be like, Rachel, how come you didn't do a feature on this business? What's going on with this? They love reading about all the new businesses. They love reading our book reviews. Our librarian writes a book review for us once a week. And it's just amazing to have the participation.
All right, so is this reverse social media? Is this where, because everything old becomes new again. And isn't that what you're seeing, is that the community is, you know, probably indulging in Facebook and Twitter and all these other mediums, but when it really comes down to it, they'd like to have a place that's almost a town hall for them, where they can visit and exchange information, but from a credible source.
We hope that that's true. We want to be that. And we sometimes I get accused of being a damn conservative rag, or, oh, you're just a liberal rag. Like, people really say that to me.
Oh, don't feel bad. We get the same thing here.
What? I try so hard. It is so important to me to be objective and to be like a real news source. There's nothing more important about this newspaper than that people can trust us, that we aren't one side or the other side. And so we'll have someone write a letter to the editor. We've been having a little letter to the editor problem that we're gonna actually write a Civics 101 about letter writing to the editor. It's been so bad. And so I've learned a lesson, a very serious lesson, of course, of what to put in, just that balancing. But you really want, if I have a conservative commentary piece that someone sends me that's super, super good, I have to go find a liberal piece somewhere. I have to call all my Democrat friends, hey, would you write something for us? Because I don't want anyone to say, oh, you just ran all those conservatives, or, oh, you just always run her and she's so liberal. And what you're trying to do in providing the news will get lost in that little one little piece of your paper could make and does lose the importance of everything else that you're doing in there.
Well, you know, you're not alone. I mean, I am accused on an almost daily basis of being way too liberal or way too conservative, depending on what day it is. And in a way, that's perfect for me, because that means that we're doing our job, is that people, because my opinion is nobody's business.
Right, exactly.
You know, the program is about our state and our country and trying to give voice to as many opinions as possible.
Yes.
I want to hear from people on the extreme left, on the extreme right, and all the people in the middle, because that's how the public gets to decide what they want to believe. They can see, okay, there's a view over here, a view over here. Where do I fit into this?
Yes.
And because people are not stupid.
No.
I think that there's a mistake that people think people are stupid, and they're not.
Right, they're not. And that's where I've run into this little issue, is I think it's really important. You, like, one of your neighbors has this opinion about something, and you're like, oh, I never thought about it that way. And it makes us all think better. But the thing that we've run into, and this has just kind of been a theme the last couple of years, I think, overall, is people have become nasty and hateful. And they're perfectly capable of framing their argument in a polite way that makes someone want to read it. But what they're doing instead is just writing a bunch of mean garbage that people wade through and get mad about. And that's what you see on Facebook. And I made the mistake of allowing that a couple of times, because I felt like the purity of what they're saying will people should not misbehave. And so what's happened is it's turned people off because of the delivery. And I taught school, and so I'm preaching all the time polite public discourse. It's so important. And so that's, we're really modifying what we're doing to encourage that. And I had a really fun letter to the editor. Someone wrote his observations about this thing that we've been going through. But we just are nasty nowadays, and we have to get over that. We have to be able to talk to each other.
Well, okay, but
about things.
But that's our responsibility.
Yes.
I mean, that is, as a producer of this program, for me, as editor and publisher of your newspaper, for you, for the Fallon Post, we have to exercise,
yeah,
and get in the way of people being nasty because they think that they can just do that and get away with it. And our society has become coarser because of that.
Yes.
And we don't need to be that way.
Correct.
You know, we don't need to use bad language all the time. We don't need to make everybody the enemy if they don't agree with us.
Yes.
It's okay that you disagree with me and I disagree with you. We can still be friends.
Yes. Yes.
Let's take a break. We'll come back much more on the Fallon Post and Rachel Dahl after this.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan, we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rachel Dahl. She is the pride of Churchill County, the president and publisher of the Fallon Post. So let's talk about a couple of Churchill County issues.
Sure.
Obviously, growth is a major discussion point. This is an interesting community in Fallon and the environs because it is both a rural community, a farming and ranching community. At the same time, it hosts the Top Gun Naval Station.
Yes.
And that naval station is looking for a major expansion. Tell us what's going on between these two camps. Are they getting along? Are people upset? What are you hearing?
I think our community is so unique and amazing, and we hear that from the Navy all the time. When I was on City Council, I sat on the National League of Cities, and one of the national committees was military communities. So all of the city councilmen who had a military installation in their community sat on this one committee together, and then together we would deal with military issues in our communities. And it was completely new to me to watch the way that those people handled their military communities, that it was always adversarial. And I was so naive because I grew up in Fallon with the Navy, and it's just a part of who we are. It's not even a county Navy issue so much. It's really who we are. And so that was the first time that I really got a taste that that's not how it is everywhere. And the Navy's really, really good about recognizing that with us. They tell us and they tell the rest of the world that it's a really unique relationship there. And so this expansion that the Navy's wanting to do is interesting because, of course, that's creating some heartburn with the people who use the public lands and who are really intimate. So you've got the ranchers and the Fallon tribe, and along with that, the rest of the Northern Nevada tribes are all involved on this new committee that's been created through the legislation in Washington, D.C. And so mining, hunters, you know, the public lands plethora is coming out. And so it's really interesting because you have our community, which is the Navy and the county, but then you have all of these other interests. And so these public meetings have been interesting because I think a lot of just community members see the Navy as part of us. And then here come all of these users of the public lands upset. So it's been an interesting dynamic, but overall, the relationship is wonderful. There's a lot of disagreement on how that expansion is going to look. The Navy has gone back and didn't get the expansion that they had asked for in the last legislation, the Defense Appropriations Act, and gone back and asked again. And so we're in that process again of working, we're all working together. And so there's roads and there's hunting and there's Native American artifacts. There's like all these issues. So it's just another interesting Nevada.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I've always found interesting is how many base commanders, when they retire from the Navy, end up living either in Fallon or close by.
Yes.
I keep wondering when the Carson Valley is going to actually declare war on somebody because there's so many generals living there. Let's take another break and we'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rachel Dahl. She's the president and publisher of the Fallon Post. What is your URL so people outside of the area can find you?
We're at .org, so thefallonpost.org.
Thefallonpost.org.
Okay. Get you there.
All right. So it looks like there's a project that is going to increase industrial land in the Fallon area here. That seems to be moving along quite nicely. There is a lack of housing at the Navy base. that Bruce Breslow was here talking about, and a general lack of housing, period. Yes. How are the locals taking the idea of seeing what is going to be pretty much massive growth?
It's massive growth, and there are no houses in Fallon. It's the number one issue. Like if you need to move, if I were to have to find a house within the next month, it's nearly impossible. There are no rentals. There's nothing to buy. If something goes on the market, there will be four bids on it. There's just the inventory is lacking. And finally, we have builders building. There are several builders, local builders, and then
and a national builder coming.
And a national builder just got 104 lots in the city that have, you know, laying dormant for a while, so we're really glad to see that happen. It's moving. The county has been so proactive about getting infrastructure in place for this growth that needs to happen. The city has been ready and has lots available and ready. So the whole community is ready. It's just a matter of inventory and you know, all of those other logistical, like the price of lumber and where are the workers, and so there are some real limitations to making this happen, but we've got to have houses in Fallon.
And that's where we have to leave it. What a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh no, and we'd love to have you back. Rachel Dahl is the president and publisher of the Fallon Post, and it's thefallonpost.org.
Yep.
Thank you for being here, and
thank you
for
much.
What you're doing.
Thanks.
We need it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com. As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers, on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.